The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You have tuned in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. And it also helps us to tap into the innate ability of the body to heal itself. Remember, everything is energy and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live your life. Einstein put it this way, energy is all there is. The topic today is lightwork energy therapy. Lightwork energy therapy, a non-invasive method, returns the body to its natural, healthy, radiant state. This therapy uses the Schirren, a machine designed to establish biophoton coherence. It sends light energy into the body to establish zero field, the natural state where healing begins. Utilized successfully in Europe and Asia for 30 years, the Schirren machine was invented by Johan Boswinkel in Holland. The Schirren, a complete biofeedback mechanism, measures photons or light in meridians emitted from your fingers or toes. The Schirren then filters or cancels out all the chaotic, unbalanced energy by spin inversion. This brings the energy back into zero field, the natural state where healing begins. In energetic balance, your body can rid you of allergies, chronic pain, stomach upset, heavy metals, and environmental pollutants. Because of the amazing results, this therapy is called fifth dimensional healing and the future of medicine. I have a very fun lady here. And I'm very honored to have her with me. Her name is Christina Cooper, and she has an MBA and lots of business experience, plus 20 years of experience in practicing alternative medicine. Christina has been studying biophoton coherency and is currently being mentored by the genius from the Netherlands, Johan Boswinkel, who invented the Schirren and helps the body to heal using light. Christina is uniquely qualified to launch this new light technology here in the USA and worldwide. She speaks nationally to medical, educational, religious, and spiritual groups and personally treats people in the tri-state area. To discover how Christina's personal discovery can help you, please go to www.lightworklady.com. That's www.lightworklady.com. Welcome, Christina.
Thank you, Anne. It's lovely to be here.
Well, we just know we're going to have a fun show about this biophoton coherency.
Yes, it's exciting.
I know, and it sounds so foreign. It sounds like a Star Wars or
right.
You know, really, it seems like out of this world, right? So how did you hear about this biophoton coherency or lightwork therapy?
Well, it was really interesting. I was on a search for many years because I was very, very sick. And in trying to heal my body using both Eastern and Western medicine, I was, you know, struggling and still searching. I never gave up hope because I still believed that there was something out there that would help me. So in my search for a solution, a friend sent me the article that Ohan was interviewed in Ode magazine. And the minute I read the article, I said, oh my goodness, every cell in my body was tingling and I knew that it was something that I had to explore. It just felt right for me. And when I met with Ohan and he gave me treatments and I understood what he was trying to do with this instrument, I was just fascinated on so many levels, not only for me personally, but what I could do to help my clients. So that's how I initially became engaged in, let's see, it was November 2010. No, wow. 2011. I'm sorry.
Wow. So yeah. Not too long ago.
No, it's new to the States. It's been in Europe and Asia for a long, long time, but only in this country for about a year now.
Wow. So this was like a miracle for you.
It was for me. I mean, I instantly felt better. But like so many other treatments, I waited to see if it would last because a lot of times I'd feel better and then my symptoms would come back again and I'd feel terrible. And this lasted for quite a few weeks. And then I started to slip again and I got a second treatment and then a third and then it held and I was good to go. You know, after 20 years of suffering with all sorts of gastrointestinal problems, I mean, I would get violently sick like I had food poisoning, and that would happen 3 or 4 times a week. It was just completely debilitating, and I was exhausted all the time. I just couldn't figure out how to make myself well, And this did it. Ohan just nailed it. I had a combination of different things that are very, very common. Most people don't even realize they have them. I had whiplash. I had a necrotic appendix, and that caused all sorts of gastrointestinal distress and food allergies and everything else.
Wow. And you also had migraine headaches, right?
I did. Well, that was added to the soup after many years when I started going through menopause. And everybody kept saying, well, that's just typical of menopause. But after studying with Ohan, I realized it's all related to the gallbladder. When the gallbladder is out of balance, you get that cramping in the system. And that quite often results in headaches and migraines.
Wow. We also find that gallbladder is associated with... Or the energy, there's an energetic imbalance in gallbladder when you've got a migraine.
Right, absolutely.
So whiplash and your appendix were the two main things at the beginning, right?
The biggest, right.
Yeah. So now that you feel better and you can actually function, I guess, how has this light work therapy changed your life?
Well, just that alone, not waking up exhausted and having lots of energy and not feeling sick all the time is huge. And not only that, he was able to clear my food allergies. And I don't know if you've ever suffered from food allergies, but I was allergic to soy. And soy isn't everything. And, you know, so I became hypervigilant whenever I'd go out to eat or eating with friends. I was always trying to figure out if there was soy in something that I was eating. And invariably, I'd get sick because restaurants don't often know, you know, what's in food that's already prepared before it gets there. So I was at Johan's apartment and when I started my training and started, you know, discussions with him. And he very kindly was making this elaborate dinner for us and pouring soy sauce over the food. And I started to break out in a cold sweat. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm never going to survive this meal. I'm going to wind up in the hospital in Holland. And so I said, you know, it would be really great if you could just put a tiny little bit of rice on the side for me. I'd be happy to have that. I just can't eat. So he said, oh, don't be ridiculous. He said, we'll just treat you. And I thought, okay. So he took some of the soy and he put it in the cup and he gave me the crystal rods to hold. Mm-hmm. And he ran a neutralization program. It was 40 seconds long. He said, okay, fine. He said, you don't have soy allergies anymore. We can have dinner. And I just started laughing. I said, you don't understand. It's not like I break out in a rash. You know, I wind up in the hospital. I get very, very sick. And he said, what? You don't believe me? And I could tell he was really offended. And I thought, oh my goodness. Well, I have no choice now. I have to have dinner.
Yeah.
So with trepidation and a lot of shaking, I was putting forkfuls of this soy into my mouth thinking, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? But I thought, well, okay, it's 7. I'll start getting symptoms at 10. I'll be sick from 10 to 2 and then I can sleep from 2 to 7. Because that had been my pattern for so many years. I just knew that that's how my body would react. So 10 o'clock rolled around and I, you know, started checking inside myself and just analyzing my body, and I wasn't getting even a twinge of anything. And I thought, well, okay, 11 o'clock, still nothing. 12 o'clock, nothing. I went to sleep. And I woke up in the morning thinking, I cannot believe it. It's the first time in over 20 years that I had soy and didn't have a single reaction. And to me, that was a miracle in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's
right. So I've had lots of, not that I go out and deliberately eat soy, but I have soy with food, you know, on occasion, and I don't have any reaction still to this day. I mean, that was huge.
So 40 seconds and you're cured of that.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't believe that.
If it didn't happen to me, I wouldn't believe it either. You know? So in a way, I'm glad I had to go through that because I can really be a testament to the treatment that it does work.
So, but it, in addition to your health, it also changed your career.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because once I discovered this, I thought, well, this is fifth dimensional healing. This is the new wave of medicine. And this is the way we all need to go because, you know, everything else was helpful up to a point, but this was just so all encompassing because the Shren in itself has the ability to figure out what's out of balance in the body. And then once the body's in balance, it can heal whatever's wrong with it. You don't have to treat a specific illness. You just have to treat the body and bring it back into balance. So, you know, it's one system that can take care of all sorts of imbalances.
So what do you mean by fifth dimensional healing?
Well, I just think it's a new wave of medicine. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're kind of going into a whole new dimension with this because it is so comprehensive in what it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like way beyond our comprehension.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, almost, yeah. So the Shren was designed to unlock the body's innate capacity to heal itself after exposure to chemical and environmental pollutants. So can you tell us exactly what the Shren measures?
The body emits biophotons, which are little packets of light. And light comes from any living thing. You can see it and can measure it in plants. You can measure it in animals. You can measure it in people. So it actually goes back to lots of different scientists, but the most prominent ones that I can relate to this are Vohl in the 1950s. He's the founder of electroacupuncture. And he found out that by measuring along the meridian lines at the acupuncture points, you can measure electrical resistance. So if you deviate from the point a little bit on the skin, you get a different measurement. But when you're right on the acupuncture points that are related to the organs, you can find an indication of whether there's a solid signal or a drop. And when there's a drop, there's a weakness at that point. And then Fritz Popp did the same thing, but he measured the points with a light amplifier. And he was getting actual biophoton measurements. And while Johann was in New Zealand, he was actually asked to translate some of Fritz Popp's work. And that's when he discovered, you know, the work of Fritz Popp and this whole study on biophotons. And it was already in the back of his mind on what he was trying to create, combining five element theory and balancing meridians. And this was just another piece of the puzzle and what he needed to design his very first model. The Shren is the sixth generation of Johann's work. He's been doing this for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
So what Johann has also done in the system is he's added homeopathic remedies, remedies for bacteria, diseases, toxins, heavy metals, and also the ability to invert or neutralize vaccinations. And Johann believes that the initial vaccinations that we get as children just kind of set us up for all sorts of problems in the future because it lames the pituitary and the pineal gland. It does all sorts of things to cripple the triple warmer system, the endocrine system. And, you know, that sets us up for a lot of dis-ease in the body later on because the body can't distinguish. The pituitary, for example, measures or takes care of foreign invaders in the body. But mm-hmm. if it's crippled by vaccinations, it doesn't have the ability to do that. So, you know, all sorts of bacteria and things can invade the body and the body doesn't react the way it would fully if it were operational in perfect balance.
So do you think that the vaccines create like chaotic energy that sort of interferes with?
Absolutely. Yeah. It interferes with the normal functioning of the body. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, in my generation, we only had three big vaccinations, but the kids today, they're getting 40 vaccinations And that's huge. It has a huge impact on the system.
Mm. So have you worked with children?
I have. I have worked with lots of children. And it's amazing just neutralizing the vaccinations themselves. The kids, you see a shift in them, especially kids who have what's labeled ADD, ADHD, autism. All of those things are severely impacted by the vaccinations. And it's just amazing to see these kids. All of a sudden, their eyes just kind of light up. And it's like you just plug them in for the first time and everything comes on board. And you know, they just have lots to offer. I've had amazing conversations with kids who later on, these are people who are now in their early 20s who have kind of lived in their own world. I guess they would be labeled autistic at some point on the spectrum. But after inverting the vaccinations and bringing everything back into balance, they're engaging. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like night and day. When I saw this one young man I've been treating for a couple of months, he just kind of came in and, you know, started fully engaging in conversation and asking lots of questions. And I kind of looked at him. I said, do you realize how different you are from the first time you walked in this office? He said, absolutely. He said, I used to live in my own world. It was kind of a fantasy world. And he said, I knew the other world was out there. He said, but I was in it, but I wasn't really engaging in it. And he said, now I'm mostly in the world that everybody else sees. He says, and I occasionally tap into my fantasy world. He said, but very rarely. He said, I operate at a totally different level now. So wow. The fact that he's even conscious of it was just huge.
Yeah. So he's functioning.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's just a miracle.
Okay. So, so what does the Shirin actually measure? Energy, right?
Yeah, it measures the light emissions from those mm-hmm. acupuncture points on the meridians. So I actually have a probe that I use on the fingers and on the toes, and I can check the meridians to find out where there's chaotic light and when there's coherent light. And you can hear it on the machine. It drops when there's an imbalance.
So there's a sound.
Yes, there's a sound.
Yeah.
And I can tell when there's a drop, and I make notes. Mm-hmm. And then later on, I go back and I take some of the remedies that are already programmed into the system, and I can check. And because it's a biofeedback loop, you're holding onto the system with the pen that where I'm measuring. I can check and see. I can put a remedy into the slot, and I can say, okay, if your body has food poisoning, which food poisoning is it? If, you know, for example, if there's a drop on the small or large intestine, I can say, okay, is it salmonella? Is it Brucella abortispang? And I can check, and the body will give me a signal indicating whether it's the right remedy or not. So there's really no second guessing. I just have to know which questions to ask.
Interesting.
But the body will tell me what will work to correct that imbalance.
Mm. So this is an ingenious machine.
Yeah, Johann was absolutely brilliant when he put this together.
And the homeopathic remedies is really just the energy of the homeopathic remedy that you...
Right. It's a light signature that's been programmed into the Shirin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Bush and Bach remedies as well. And also as a therapist, we have ability to put in other remedies that we come across that we find might be helpful for our clients.
Wow. This is all fascinating. And we're going to break for a commercial and we'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brower and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential?
There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action, to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor, and we're talking to Christina Cooper, who is a biophoton coherence therapist. And I want to just let everyone know you can find out more about what Christina does and on her website, www.lightworklady.com. And I want her to tell you about two speaking engagements that she's going to do in the New Jersey area.
Great. Thanks, Ann. Yes, actually, this Wednesday at 7 p.m., I'll be speaking in Suffern Library. That's actually in Suffern, New York, which is right on the New Jersey border. And that will be about jumping into spring with more energy and less pain. And I'm going to be talking specifically about allergies and different things that we can do to help people not have them anymore. And then again, on the 26th of April, I will be speaking at the Regency Hotel in Pompton Plains. That begins at 7:30. That's with the Metaphysical Center of New Jersey. And that's going to be a longer presentation, slideshow, demo. We're actually going to be treating wine so you can taste the difference on what biophoton light does to wine. It changes the molecular structure and makes everything taste a lot better. So you can only imagine the body being 80% water, what it does to the physical form. But it's just a fun demo that everybody gets to participate in. So I hope people will come out and play with us.
Wonderful. So Metaphysical Society of New Jersey.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know there was a Medical Physical Society of New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. They've been around for 50 years already.
Wow. Oh, I got to meet these people.
That's right.
Okay. So let's describe the machine, the Charen.
Okay. If you can visualize a little laptop computer, and from that computer, we plug in a couple of cords. Well, for evaluation first, there's a grounding rod that you hold in one hand, and then there's another cord that's attached to a pen, and that's the pen that I use to measure the light emissions from your fingers and toes. Once I do the full assessment and check to see which remedies would, you know, be the most benefit to correct all the imbalances or chaotic light signals in the body, then I have two other cables that are attached to crystal rods, and you hold one in each hand, or I plug them into foot plates and you put one foot on each plate, and the treatment begins. So it will read the light emitted from your right hand or right foot, bring it into the system. Then the instrument will filter out the chaotic from the coherent signals. The chaotic or unhealthy signals will be flipped. They're inverted to like the mirror image of them. Mm-hmm. And they're brought back into the left hand or left foot. And by introducing the mirror image, they cancel each other out and brings the body back to zero field. And along the way, it'll pick up the remedies that I put into the system. They'll bring them back into the body as a light signature that'll actually speed up the healing. Johann says if we just ran the light through the body and processed it that way, the body would heal. It would just take a lot longer. So by adding the homeopathic remedies into the system, it just speeds everything up.
Interesting. So let's go back and talk about the zero field.
Okay.
So when you invert a signal, like an energy signal. Let's just think of energy going in waves.
Right.
And they're going, let's say, up. Waves are, well, they're going up and down, I guess.
Well, I think the easiest way is to imagine the letter M, the capital M.
Mm-hmm.
And the complementary wave would be a W. It's just the flipped version of it.
Okay. So when you add one to the other, you get zero. You get a straight line.
Exactly.
On the zero axis.
Right.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
And that's where healing takes place. When the body's back at zero field, it can heal anything. One example I'd love to use, and it's on the website, is my friend Bill. And Bill is an old Navy guy. He had a million vaccinations over his lifetime. But he came to me because he had a car accident. He broke his clavicle and he was in a lot of pain. And my practice, Lightwork, has been around for 22 years. And the recent addition is the Shren. But I had all different modalities that I was also using. And so he came to me because he knew me before when I was doing other things. And I said, well, let me just try running some light through your bones and through your collarbone and see if we can help with that. And I did that. And I went through the basic beginning protocols that we do by neutralizing the vaccinations and checking for whiplash and spin inversion and all those things that we do. And I just started to make corrections. Well, after a few treatments, Bill very excitedly called me and he says, oh my goodness. He says, I can't believe it. I said, what? I said, your pain's gone? He said, well, yeah, my pain's gone. He said, but my tumors have disappeared. I said, what tumors? I'm looking at my case notes. He never mentioned he had tumors in his body. He said, I didn't. I said, no. He said, oh. He said, well, I had to go for hernia surgery, and the doctor told me he was just going to go into my belly and he was going to pull out a tumor and do a biopsy and take care of it then. He said, but when he went in, he said he couldn't find it. It wasn't there. And he says he's totally perplexed because he says those things just don't disappear. Mm-hmm. But he says, I have MRIs and x-rays that prove before and after that there were no tumors.
Wow.
So that was really exciting.
That is really exciting.
And it just proves that when you bring the body back to balance, it takes care of it, because I had no knowledge of them. So there's no way I could have possibly treated them specifically because I didn't know that they were there.
Wow. So the body, when body gets back to zero, get back into balance, then the innate ability to take care of things, like your immune system is then probably functioning optimally. And
right.
Yeah. And it just take care of it.
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's a perfect system.
It really is.
Body knows what to do. It's just that we've polluted it with environmental toxins and these vaccinations and food poisonings and different bacteria. And that just bogs the system down. But once we eliminate those, the body's good to go.
But so once you get back to zero field, that doesn't mean you're going to stay at zero field. You still have to.
But in a perfect world, if you lived in a bubble and you weren't exposed to toxins.
Right.
But that's not the real world we live in, unfortunately. But once you're back in zero field for a while and the body has a chance to, you know, increase its immune system and everything else comes back online, you're less likely to get wiped out by it. The body has the ability to fight off those things.
Right. And there isn't such a heavy burden.
Exactly.
I mean, potentially a heavy burden.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Unless you're exposed to radiation or something that's very intense. Sure. And then you can always, you know, just get tweaked again and brought back into balance and, you know, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But at least we have this tool now, which we didn't have before. So that's great.
Okay, so let's go back to the machine, because I think you went through that pretty quickly. So there's like a tablet, a computer.
Right.
And you put electrodes, because you've got this grounding rod that's connected. So the person's going to hold it in one of their hands.
Right.
For the detection. Let's go through the detection.
Right.
So you have this grounding rod in one hand, and then the system.
I hold the pen, the measuring pen.
Right.
And I, you know, start with a triple warmer, and I just start to check the points on your ring finger, and I check to see what's holding and what's dropping.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go through, systematically go through the different meridians and find, you know, where the drops are. And after I do a full assessment and figure out what that is, the idea is to find the fewest remedies to correct the most number of drops. Because what we're doing is we're trying to get to the cause.
Right.
Yama doesn't believe in treating symptoms because eventually they'll resurface.
Right.
You'll give people temporary release, but, you know, later on it's going to come back. He uses a really great analogy, which I love. He talks about a tree that has leaves that are that are sick. You know, they're turning brown, they have bugs. He said, you can spray the leaves. He said, but the tree at the roots and at the trunk are still sick. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing between the symptoms and the actual cause. So we really try to dig deep and go to the roots and really take care of the problem there. So, you know, after a lot of training and understanding the way, Johann finds correlations between different things, we have a different way of really looking at the body than traditional medicine. For example, Johann has found connections between Crohn's disease and chronic appendicitis. Between an enlarged prostate and potassium deficiency. Whiplash can cause stomach issues, asthma, sleep apnea, whole host of things just from whiplash alone. Liver cancer and lung cancer are a pituitary imbalance. Alcoholism relate to the pancreas not being in overdrive, and which goes back to a pituitary imbalance. Fibrous tumors are related to the thyroid. Food poisonings can trigger sinus problems and allergies. So there are a lot of different relations that most people wouldn't see. They would just see the cause and say, okay, you know, I have a rash, you know, take care of the rash on my arm.
Right.
Where you need to really dig deeper and find out what caused the rash in the first place.
Right. And this is like a lot of medical remedies are like this as well, right? Give the drug to get rid of the symptom.
Exactly.
And instead of saying, well, why does this person have whatever they have?
Right. Yeah, Johann, he tells us in training that he's training us to be good detectives. And that's what we do. It's really fun. I get so excited about it because it's fun to dig deeper and find out, well, why is the body doing that and not this? And so you dig to the next layer and the next layer. So it's really great when, like the other day I had somebody, she had drops on a lot of different meridians. And I was looking at it, the overall picture, and I just put in a remedy for Lyme disease. And all of a sudden everything came back on board and was looking really balanced. I thought, wow, how cool is that? That by just picking one remedy, all of these things corrected.
Mm.
And I'll find, you know, two or three remedies are really the core. So then I know I'm really getting deep to the cause of what's disturbing the whole body.
Right. Do you find there's usually just one thing that's at the core?
Oh, lately, no. Lately, I've been getting really complicated cases. Mm. And, you know, once the immune system's weakened, a lot of different things come in. You know, they're more affected by food poisonings and different bacteria can start to creep in. And I've actually been seeing a lot of tuberculosis in people has been turning up a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. It started when I was working in the Parsippany area, started seeing it a lot, but now I'm seeing it a lot here and I'm talking to different colleagues and they're seeing it too. So I'm not sure what that's about, but I'm really glad that I have something that can help correct that.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the testing again because I think this is so interesting.
Sure.
You test along the hand, the fingers, actually, like multiple points. So you could only have maybe one point is right. Dropping or has a weak response, right?
Yes.
And all the others could be fine. But so that's one thing I have a question about. So they're all on the same meridian if they're all along the same finger.
Right. Well, for example, on your left hand, the ring finger, you have – that's the triple warmer meridian.
Right.
But you have the pituitary, you have the parathyroid, you have the thymus. You can go all the way down and each point has a specific organ or function. So we know as therapists, you know, what we're looking at, whereas you might just know that it's the meridian, but we know – more specifically, we can dig deeper if it's just quite often it's the entire meridian's off. But if it's just one specific drop, then we know where to go from there.
I see. Oh, that's interesting. So that's sort of like reflexology on your fingers.
In a way, yeah. That's a good way to look at it.
That's very interesting.
It's a map for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So then you'd identify where those drops and signal or the weaknesses are. And right. then – So let's say you do your fingers and toes. You do your client's fingers and toes. You get a full scan of all their energies, or I guess mainly it's meridian energy.
Right.
But meridian energy is taps into all the organs and all the physiological systems. So you're getting a good reading of the physical state and the energetic state of the body.
Right.
And then you put in all these therapies.
Right.
You actually, as the therapist, plug into the machine, say, okay, I want you to do this one, this one, this one, this one, whatever, right?
Well, I check them one at a time, and I go to the points that are dropping.
Yeah.
So say, for example, the small intestine's dropping. I'll mm-hmm. check for food poisonings. Mm-hmm. And there's a list of food poisonings that we have remedies for, and I'll put one in and I'll check.
So you can be specific.
Right. If it's still dropping, I know I don't have the right correction. So mm-hmm. I'll take that out and I'll put the next one in and I'll check that. So once that drop starts to hold and shows a coherent signal, then I know I have the correct remedy.
Wow.
So the system, the instrument will actually tell me,
yeah.
you know,
so you can
what
confirm.
Brings the body back to, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
So I'm asking your body all the time. All I'm doing is listening to your body. I'm
yeah.
feeding it questions. I'm proposing solutions, and the body tells me if it wants it or not.
Wow. I know, we're really intelligent. Our bodies are
exactly.
Our energies are really intelligent. We don't give it credit.
Exactly.
We just use our brain and say, okay, the brain has to think for the rest of the body.
And it's so much more efficient than going, you know, the allopathic route where the doctor gives you a prescription and you try it for a couple of weeks and see if you feel any better. And then if you don't, you go back and you try something else. But meantime, you've polluted your body and you have a bunch of other side effects from the medication you've taken in the first place, you know. So this is much more specific and you get immediate feedback.
Yeah. I mean, the seconds is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the therapy, once you plug in what you figure out and you get the confirmation from the body, and then you plug
right.
that in, and then the person puts their feet on those feet plates. Is that right?
So there's two parts. You have the crystal rods that you hold in your hands, and that's
okay.
one treatment that runs through the hands. And then the second treatment is run by putting your feet on the foot plates.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, do you retest?
Usually, yes. I want to make sure that all the points that have been dropping have been holding. And if not, I have the option to run a third program. But usually everything's corrected in the first two parts.
Mm. Interesting. Wow. Okay. So let's talk about more of those case studies. You know,
okay.
I want to learn more about the autism.
Oh, there's so many different things. Actually, I want to share one with you that's really jumping up and down over. I have a lady and she's allowed me to use her testimony on the website, and you can see her yourself. She came to me after having a double mastectomy. She had radiation and chemo. She had a terrible radiation burn that wasn't healing properly with all the ointments she was trying. She had terrible scar tissue damage and restricted her range of motion. She couldn't lift her arms straight up over her head. She could only lift them up about halfway because the scars would start to pull so much. She was in pain. And the worst part, from the chemotherapy, she developed radiopathy. So she had no feeling at all from her elbows through her fingertips or from her knees through her feet. So can you imagine walking around not feeling the ground at all?
Yeah, no, I can't imagine that.
She had to walk on flat-heeled shoes, obviously. She couldn't wear any heels. She couldn't pick things up because she couldn't feel her hands. So after she stopped the chemo, she asked the doctor if she'd get her feeling back, and he said he didn't know. So after the chemo subsided for a while, she was able to get some feeling back between her elbows and her wrists and from her knees to her ankles. But her hands and her feet were still completely numb.
Mm.
So I started treating her, and we put the light rods directly on her scars and did a scar treatment, and the scars started to get lighter right away, and she started to get more range of motion, and now she can stick her hands straight up in the air and stretch her arms out full length, and she has absolutely no pain. So that's really exciting.
That is so exciting.
The best part was, after the third or fourth visit, she stepped out of her car and felt the ground for the first time in years.
Wow.
So now I'm really excited to say she has full feeling back in her hands and feet again.
Wow. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
We have to break for another commercial, and
okay.
we'll be right back.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
In your family, what is most important to you? Is it health? Relationships? How about getting along better with your kids or your parents? Maybe it has to do with losing pounds or gaining financially. Whatever the problems you face in your family, you'll want to tune in to Family First with your host, author, and speaker, Randy Rolfe. Since 1985, Randy has become the foremost expert on matters concerning the family, and she can help you. Family First airs live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you figured out what's not working in your sex life? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Tamaran has had both highs and lows in her sex life. She uses her experiences to teach you some basic techniques on how to create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure. Her guests also come from the sexual health and wellness industry. And together, Tamaran and her guests will help you get the sex life you've always longed for. Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Airs live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health. This is Dr. Ann Dietley, and we are talking to Christina Cooper, who is a biophoton coherency therapist. She's the lightwork lady, and I want her to tell you that she's got something free to offer on her website. But before I do, I should mention my website is www.energizeforjoy.com. Okay, Christina, tell them about your programs that are coming up so they don't miss them.
Oh, actually, this is a piece of information that I have about spin inversion. We talked a little bit on the break. And one of the things that will disrupt therapy so that nothing will happen, the body won't heal, is if the body has what Johan refers to as spin inversion. And spin inversion happens with when you're exposed to magnetic fields, geopathic stress. It causes your electrons to spin backwards. So if you've ever woken up in the morning after having slept a full night and felt totally exhausted, chances are you have spin inversion. So on the website, when you opt in, one of the things that I do is I send you some examples of how you can get spin inversion and some suggestions on how to deal with that on your own. There's a visualization meditation you can do to get yourself spinning properly if you don't have time to run over and see me all the time. But it's something that I think is really, really important. For an example, when Johan was treating a lot of people with leukemia, he found that every single leukemia patient had spin inversion. And once he was able to correct that, they started to heal.
So that means that the electrons are going counterclockwise. Is that
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you need them to go in the clockwise direction for any healing to
exactly.
happen.
Exactly. Right.
Interesting. Okay. So let's talk about, can you talk about autism? Like what you're finding with autism?
I've had a few cases with autism. I know some of my colleagues have. I have one of my colleagues was treating a little girl, 5 years old, never spoke a word. And after neutralizing the vaccinations, and I don't know, she had about 10 or 12 sessions, the little girl looked at her and said, "Can I tell you about my dog?" And she almost fell off her chair. She said, "I'd love to hear about your dog." And she just had a conversation like they'd always conversed every single time. It was,
wow.
It was just fascinating. But that's, you know, one of many different things. I've treated people with chronic pain, chronic fatigue, dyslexia, Lyme disease, Crohn's disease, cancer, Parkinson's, appendicitis, food allergies, macular degeneration, cataracts, hearing loss, restless leg syndrome, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, different neuropathies, manic depression. That manic depression is fascinating. bipolar disorder, Johannes found everyone with it has salmonella poisoning. And sure enough, the people that I've checked have all had salmonella poisoning as well.
And bipolar.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing. I've treated people with dementia and Alzheimer's, candida, gallstones, kidney stones.
Wait a second. What about dementia? Have you gotten people out of dementia?
Well, what Johannes found is that quite often dementia is actually dehydration of the brain. Mm-hmm. And by really working it's really difficult to get people to drink more water and to really hydrate their systems, but bringing the body back into balance and working on calcification and different imbalances in the body, that you can stop it. And if it hasn't been too long, you can actually start to reverse it.
I know this Swedish, Norwegian doctor, medical doctor who does mm-hmm. energy work and on dementia patients, and he uses a lot of music or rhythm. He says rhythm really helps.
Interesting. There's so much we don't know. It's just fascinating to try different things and see, you know, what works.
But in combination, maybe.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, as it is, Johan touts an 80 to 90% success rate with this system. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah. What about ADHD? I mean, there's so many kids that are on these drugs now for
absolutely.
ADHD.
And I really think a lot of them have been misdiagnosed, and so many are directly attributed to the vaccinations. I mean, you talk to these moms, they say my child was fine until he was vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's chaotic energy from the vaccine.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, so why does that not affect everybody then?
That's a good question. I think some people are more resilient than others.
So
I also
people are think in better it, balance maybe, energetic?
Yeah, well, I also think it depends a lot on the mothers. I mean, it depends what the toxic load was on the mother during her pregnancy.
Mm.
How much was passed on to the child in utero.
Interesting, yeah. Mm.
And quite often I have to treat the moms if I'm treating the children as well. Because as the mom comes back into balance, because the child is constantly in her energy field as well.
Right. That's interesting.
So wow. I usually have to treat in combination.
Okay, so what else? So you had a list. You're going through a list.
Oh, geez. I don't even know where I left off.
Gallstones, kidney something.
Yeah. Kidney stones, gallstones. Those are real simple to correct. I had them myself, so I know it works. And I have a friend who loves to push the envelope because she knows she has me on speed dial. And so when she eats something that she knows will trigger a gallbladder attack, she would call me and say, oh my goodness, look what I ate. What can you do? And one time she was actually on her way to the hospital. She was in so much pain. She said, I can't stand it. And I actually did a long distance treatment with her. I had a photograph of her and I put it on the foot plates and I treated her remotely, which is something you can do and treating holograms. And she felt it within less than an hour. She's, oh my goodness, what a difference. I'm not going to the hospital. I'm going to be fine. And the next day she called me. She was completely well.
Oh, wow. Okay. Tell us about the success in Europe and Asia.
Well, I only know from when we got involved in working with the Shiren, when we looked at it as a possible business venture, we, did our due diligence and interviewed therapists who have been doing this for years in Europe and Asia. And we just kept hearing one miracle story after another. I mean, they were talking about things that, caused terror in the hearts of most people when they were diagnosed with those things. And they just look at it like just one more thing. It's okay. You bring the body back into balance and the body takes care of it. It was just, first it was odd. We thought, oh, well, that's a fluke. That's one miracle. But when everybody has not only one, but several miracle stories to tell, it just becomes a consistent theme. So we got really excited and thought, wow, this really is something exciting and worth pursuing. Mm-hmm. So that's how we decided to get involved and research more with Johan and find out what he was doing. And he's working in so many different areas. He's working with the poultry industry and trying to figure out how to raise healthier chickens that don't require antibiotics. And it's amazing. They lay more eggs earlier in their life. The eggs are healthier. They they consume a third less feed. I mean, it's just a win-win-win all the way around. And they're also experimenting with seeds and agriculture and just raising crops differently. I mean, the way you can use this is just more than just with a physical body.
Yeah, but if we eat chicken that has been raised like this, it would be better for us too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Johan says that about 70% of the eggs and chickens are tainted with salmonella. So, I find myself treating that quite often.
Wow.
Actually, it's pretty funny. I'll give you a side story. Johan was visiting when I was living in Connecticut, and I made quiche for lunch and managed to give us all salmonella poisoning. we're talking in the afternoon. I started to feel really poorly, and I thought, oh, my goodness. So he checked me. Sure enough, I had salmonella. Then he checked my business partner. He had salmonella, too. And then he checked himself, and he was the third. So we knew right away it was the quiche. So fortunately, we were able to treat it right away.
Wow. Okay, so can you talk about the training? Because, people may be interested in this. I mean,
absolutely. I'm an authorized sales rep for the system. And so if they contact me on my website or call me, my number is 201-312-9223. I can talk to them about purchasing a system and getting enrolled in the next training class. We have one coming up actually the end of June in Connecticut, but they're given around the world. So I understand your listenership is worldwide. So there are training programs in many countries.
And you can train people?
There are trainers in place to take care of all that. I am so busy right now between my speaking engagements and my clients. I am not training right now, no.
Mm-hmm. And how long does it take for the training?
The training is spread over many, many months. I think it's 9 to 12 months, depending on where you catch the training schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really about practice. I mean, Johan doesn't refer to the Charan as a machine. He calls it an instrument for a reason, because you really need to practice to become really good at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody can bang on piano keys. To become really good, you have to practice and really work with a lot of people and get good at measuring and really developing your detective skills to figure out what to do.
So how many people are trained like you in the United States?
I would say less than 50 at this point have completed the training program. There are others that are in process now, but I think there may be 50 at most.
Wow. So you're very unique.
Yes.
That's wonderful. And your excitement and passion really, you really exude this and really gives it credibility, I think.
Well, I lived it. I really experienced it firsthand. And if my life can change this dramatically, I know it can happen for lots of people.
Right. And you've witnessed that with a lot of your clients.
I have, yes.
Yeah. That makes it so exciting when you really can change somebody else's health or somebody else's life in a way that is like a miracle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very rewarding.
Now, do you have anything else to share? Is there anything that anybody – like, it's wonderful that you have that on your website, the meditation to help correct
– spin inversion.
Spin inversion. And you're going – maybe you should talk about your speaking engagements once more.
Okay. It's this Wednesday evening in Suffern at the Suffern Library. It's 7 p.m.
And that's April?
April 10th.
10th.
And then, oh, that's right, this is recorded. I forgot. The next one is April 26th, and that's at the Regency Hotel in Pompton Plains, New Jersey, at 7:30. And that's sponsored by the Metaphysical Society of New Jersey.
Okay, so what else, what kind of last pearls of wisdom can you share with the audience?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what to tell you. There's so many to just pick out one in a few minutes.
Okay, I have a question. So we've mainly talked about meridian energy, but what about the chakras or the aura or radiant circuits? Is there any way that you could measure that with a Charan?
I do all the time, actually, because radiation affects the aura tremendously. Mm-hmm. And people who are subjected to a lot of different imbalances quite often have a very shrunken aura, and that's measurable. And we have remedies that'll help rebuild the aura.
Mm-hmm.
Johan believes, and this is from his biontology approach, that the chakras, the hormonal glands, are actually physical manifestations of the chakras. So by checking the hormonal glands, we can get a sense of how the chakras are working. And another way to look at...
You mean the endocrine glands?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Another way to look at it, I have a friend who is a classical homeopath, and she's been doing a lot of work with chakras using sound and colors in homeopathic form. And I've loaded those into my system. I don't know that anyone else has done that, but I have them in my Shuren, and I can use those remedies to check to see when people tell me they have a lot of throat issues. I'll obviously check the fifth chakra, and I'll check those remedies for the fifth chakra to see if they'll help or be supportive in the healing of the fifth chakra.
Wow. Amazing. Now we have to stop, and I just want to thank you so much. This
My
has been
pleasure.
Very interesting and very exciting work. And I hope that the right people get this information and they can get help and really help their health and their lives in so many ways. So again, Christina can be reached at www.lightworklady.com. My website is www.energizeforjoy.com. Go here, Christina, if you're in the New Jersey area, northern New Jersey area, or even if you're in the southern New Jersey area, you can come up. It's going to be exciting.
You're too.
And everybody, live radiantly. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.